let's see, there was Cora Kirkland, that was Uncle George's sister, who's dead. She's dead. Has been a long time. Carol Langford, Leo Smith, Otto Smith, Osma Harrell. Let's see, one other girls. Or Helen Sutton might have been in that group. But anyway, there was just a select little group of us. And his son, Cecil Booth, who was younger than we were, pushed us up. And first thing we knew, we were up in the eighth grade with a group that should have been about the sixth grade. However, that created some resentment on the part of the older students, because a year's difference was tremendously important to children, you know, in those days. And they thought we were little smart alecks, but actually most of us were embarrassed about it, but we didn't know what to do or say about it. However, it leveled off after we got to high school. People didn't pay much attention to it. But Evelyn was and I were in the same class there. I remember we were in the class in sixth grade, in the same class. So that must have been where I caught up with her. And then we went through ninth grade together. We'd study together, do our work, but by the end of the ninth grade year, Evelyn had matured a great deal and was rather rebellious. She didn't want Mama to run her life, she said. And I thought I had to obey Mama. I wasn't perfect by any means, but I still thought that obeying Mama was important. And Evelyn would defy Mama if she wanted to. She had a will of her own, and it's just too bad that she wasn't more patient, could stay and mature and get to enjoy Mama. But they had conflicts there. Mama wanted all of us to toe the mark. She was a strict Mama, and you couldn't be strict with Evelyn. So there was conflict there when Evelyn was she finished her ninth grade year. She was then 15. And she eloped and married Tim on his 19th birthday. You can imagine a 15-year-old child and a 19-year-old child. Tim was never more than a child, getting married. And it was the most devastating thing that ever happened in the family. It was the most heartbreaking thing that ever happened. I've never known anything any worse than that. The death of those, when the deaths came later, they didn't hurt any more than that did.
Why is that so?
Well, my mother and father, they were just, they knew she had ruined her life. They knew that it wouldn't last. And they knew deep down in their hearts that she was not old enough to know whom she loved, and she wasn't. She just thought she did. They knew it, but she didn't. And she was the apple of Papa's eye. He loved her very, very much. Of course, Mama did too, but he just showed his openly. And it was such a disappointment. It hurt. It hurt the whole family. We have some good came out of it, of course. Our children are wonderful. They're four lovely children that we all just adored.
Did they all come out of that marriage?
Three of them did. And then Sarah came from the next husband, Lewis Ricks.
What were they born? What order were they born?
James was born in 25. Marvin was born in 27, and Joanne was born in 30.
Then what became of Tim?
Well, they were divorced before Joanne was born. Evelyn was pregnant when she came home. And he really didn't know Joanne all the time she was growing up. They were divorced, and later she married Lewis and had Sarah. That was her last child. And in the meantime, Tim left and went down to Florida somewhere, and he married again, had another family down there. Some children that these other children don't even know. They have some half-brothers that I know of down there. Because later he brought his wife up to Pearson and lived a while. And one of the boys was named Wade Cleveland, I remember. Well, anyway, Tim was sort of a drifter. He never learned to make a living. You couldn't tell him. He had a terrible temper. And jobs were not very plentiful. That was during the Depression, too, some of those years, because it started. See, in 23 they married. Things were still going boom in Florida. So they went down there and lived with his brother some. One of his sisters lived there. They lived with her some. Had a room, and Evelyn helped around the house with her, and Tim went out and picked oranges or did whatever he could do to make a living. He was just a boy, you know, with no skills. And then they went down to Mulberry to live. The first place they lived was Winter Park. Then they went to Mulberry to live with his brother Simmy, who had a bakery. Well, that was a good little business. But Tim never could hit it off in the bakery business somehow or other. I don't know whether they had him on a bakery truck or what, but that didn't last too long. Then they came back and they were on the farm. He wasn't noted for working a great deal. He never had to work a great deal. He was the baby child of the Morris family, and they had babied him. He just didn't learn how. And he drifted away. I don't know where he went. After Evelyn married Lewis, he disappeared and went to California and lived a long time, I think. I think he realized he loved Evelyn in the long run, but she never did love him. We knew it. Evelyn had a capacity for making bad marriages that was amazing.
Where did she go from there?
Well, she married Lewis Ricks. And during the midst of the Depression, when he was a barber, and there was no way in the world with what he was making that he could support a woman with three children already and then another child. And they moved over to Colquitt. Bill thought he was a very good barber, and Bill thought that it would be nice for them to come over there. So he talked to Jezebel Gregory, who wanted another barber, and he said he'd like to talk to him. So Lewis came over and talked to him, and he asked him to come and move over there and barber with him. So they moved over there and lived a few years. World War II broke out, and people were beginning to make some money. Lewis had an opportunity to go down to Camp Blanding and be a barber there, where they were mustering so many soldiers down there, so to make more money. So Evelyn and James, Marvin and Joanne and Sarah moved back to Pearson with Mama and Papa. And Evelyn got a job operating the telephone, little telephone system there. We called it the central office. And there was an apartment up there, upstairs in a building which is no longer there. So they lived up there during World War II. And by the time the war was over, she and Lewis had decided they didn't want to be married anymore. And they had gotten a divorce. James had graduated from high school and gone to the Marines and fought and was wounded on Okinawa. But then he got sent home. Jane and Marvin had joined the Navy right out of high school and was somewhere in the Mediterranean, I believe. And then he re-enlisted in the Navy. He came home from his hitch in World War II and wanted to go to college on the GI Bill. And he had his mind made up to go to, that he wanted to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. And Marvin was the one who learned just as rapidly as you did. Mm-hmm. He had that kind of mind. He learned more quickly than James. But he couldn't get in right at the time. There was a great rush of men, and the colleges weren't prepared for them. And they could take just so many, and there weren't apartments all over the towns in those days. So he couldn't get in wherever he had applied. I was living in Concord, I don't know where it was. The next thing we knew, he had married and re-enlisted in the Navy. So he made a career of the Navy, stayed in it 20 years, retired at 37. Maybe a year or two later, he might have stayed on later, but he was eligible for retirement at 37. And he moved back to Jacksonville and has worked for the Federal Aviation Administration ever since.
And is he still there?
Yes. But he's drifted away from the family. We don't see or hear anything of Marvin at all.
It's been an awfully long time since I've seen him.
I haven't seen him since Mama died.
Since Mama's funeral.
Well, he'd show up for funerals, and that was about it.
I remember him there and in the pictures of the funeral.
That's about it. He used to come occasionally when we had reunions.
I think he was there at her 90th birthday party. I think he was in those pictures,
he
too.
He might have been.
No, because we saw those recently.
He might have been. Perhaps he was. Well, you see, Mama was his mother, really. They called her Mama, just as they called Evelyn Mama. And then sometimes they would distinguish Little Mama and Big Mama. That's how she got the name, Big
Mama.
Because Evelyn was really little.
She was small.
And